5773, I just hit a person walking across the road here. I'm at, coming up, getting close to 30th on 12th and Highway outbound.
Okay, Brian, are you okay? Are you, like, how are you doing? I want you to stay in the bus, and how are you doing?
I'm shook up. He was just a homeless guy. I don't know, somebody with a dog. It was dark, and, you know, it's a 45-mile speed limit here. I swerved to miss him, but he hit the bus pretty hard.
Okay, I get it. It is dark. You know, you did everything you could do. Can you see where this person is right now?
I can't. He's maybe 50 yards behind me.
Okay. Do you know, I know this is hard for you to answer, and I'm sorry I have to ask these questions. Do you know if he went under the bus, or did he just bounce off the bus? And was it the front of the bus or the back of the bus?
He bounced off the right corner of the bus, did not go under the bus.
Okay, that's good. Right corner front or right corner back?
Right corner front. I mean, he didn't hit the windshield, but he hit the corner.
Okay, that's fine. You're doing great. I truly appreciate this information. And that is really good. He did not go under the bus. So what I want you to do, do you have passengers on your bus?
Yes, there are passengers on the bus.
Okay. So what I want you to do is, if you can, give the people on your bus those witness cards and get them to start filling out the witness cards. I do not want you to leave that bus until police, fire, medical, or supervisor get there.
Copy. Will do. Hand out witness cards.
Okay. And I want you to call me back if anything changes. If you happen to see the guy, if he gets up and comes to the door or, you know, whatever, call me back immediately, okay?
Will do. I see flashing lights behind me.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. We're going to just stay in your bus. I don't want you to go anywhere. The supervisor is also en route, okay?
Copy that.
1708.